Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Boyd Perry. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Eddie Collins. Batting second. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Richmond. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Perry moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey takes first base on ball four. Perry moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Perry scores. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richmond for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Campbell moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon spins and fires to second, and Campbell is picked off. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball four. Higgins moves to second. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Two outs. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Perry hits a pop-up towards third. Richmond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon bunts towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond is 0-for-1 in the game. Richmond hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wagner scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-0 in the game. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brancato. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Geringer applying the tag. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geringer for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. McCuskey moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field. Chapman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. McCuskey scores. York goes all the way around to score. Campbell moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campbell moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-0 in the game. Marchildon takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Richmond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richmond fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy pinch hits for Phil Marchildon. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Richmond hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Porter Vaughn now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach now playing left field. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton strikes out. One out. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McCuskey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles pinch hits for Porter Vaughn. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.